The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peake, reading today from the June 1st, 2026 issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. Today's first article, the tune-in alert. General Hospital spoilers will blow the whole thing wide open, by Chris Eads. The General Hospital spoilers for the week of June the 1st previews some plans finally coming together. First up, Sonny and Laura have a new plan to rid themselves and Port Charles of Jen Sidwell, and it involves recruiting a new ally. "We need your help," Laura informs Lucas. As Sonny puts it, "The plan is simple. We're going to stop Sidwell." Of course, that could prove easier said than done. The villain is a wily one, and he already, wrongly, suspects that Lucas is the one who murdered his son Marco. Is Lucas really one to help Sonny and Laura achieve their goal? Step by step, inch by inch. Noting the lingering bond between Willow and her ex-husband, Chase, Michael is determined to use that closeness to blow up Willow's life and again leverage over her. "They'll cross the line," Michael promises Jacinda, "and when they do, we'll blow the whole thing wide open." Things may have started innocently enough with Willow helping Chase and Brooklyn adopt baby Phoebe, but after spying Chase in a close moment with his ex, Brooklyn warned Willow in no uncertain terms to keep her hands off of her husband. Now, at the Quartermain boathouse, Chase and Willow are in swimsuits when she reaches out to put her hand on his shoulder, and at that moment, Tracy comes walking up and gets an eyeful. Will Tracy keep quiet or tell granddaughter Brooklyn what she witnessed? Valentin believes that Jocelyn's disappearance is because Jack sent the rookie WSB agent into hiding to protect her from Cullum. But Carly isn't convinced that's how things went down. Jocelyn would never leave without saying goodbye, she insists. Someone took her. Meanwhile, Jocelyn continues trying to figure out a way out of the room below Windermere, where Cassius locked her up. After tinkering with a ceiling lamp, she manages to pry open the door to her cell, allowing her to finally escape. But what awaits her on the other side? Check out the tease with a look at some of what's coming up this week on GH, and be sure to check out the First Look Spoilers Gallery for a sneak peek at what's next on all of the soaps. In our next article today, the tune-in alert, The Young and Restless Spoilers, What If It's Something More Serious? By Chris Eads. The Young and Restless Spoilers for the week of June the 1st previews some important decisions in the air. But will the right choices be made? First up, over a meal at the GCAC, Stephanie shares some of a recent development with Nate. "I got a call from the board of directors at Genoa City Memorial Hospital," she tells her son. "It appears that they're looking for a new chief of staff. Someone put my name in the running. But this isn't news to Nate, who grins as he admits, that would be me." Will Stephanie appreciate Nate recommending her for the prestigious position, or might she feel he's overstepping? A matter of life and death. Sitting at a table with Nikki at the GCAC, Victoria notices her mother looking a little run down and expresses concern about her health. But Nikki dismisses the headaches she's been having recently. "I have had these migraines before," she reminds Victoria, "and my doctor will probably say it's a symptom of my MS, and I'm already on medication for that." However, Victoria clearly isn't keen on letting her mother ignore a potentially dangerous health condition. "What if it's something more serious?" she frets. Adam and Chelsea seem to be enjoying their coffee at Crimson Lights, but during their conversation, he asks a question that could potentially spoil their good time. "I have to wonder," he muses, "since we have done such a great job with Connor, if you've ever thought about having another child?" Chelsea, who was about to take another sip of her drink, freezes, and her face falls. It's likely she finds the timing of his expressing interest in expanding their family to be suspect, given that he has just learned that his ex, Sally, is pregnant by Billy. Will Chelsea take offense? Check out the tease for the sneak peek at some of the drama coming up this week on The Young and Restless. And be sure to check out the First Look Gallery for a look ahead at what's next on all of the soaps. Our next article today, the latest, The Bold and Beautiful. Darren Brooks previews Wyatt's return. He's been going through a lot. By Chris Eads. Wyatt Spencer returned to The Bold and Beautiful for the May 27th episode, which just so happens to be the portrayer Darren Brooks' birthday. The actor opened up about make a comeback to the CBS soap after more than 2 years away and what the future holds for his alter ego in a new interview with TV Insider. Back in action. Let's just say he's been going through a lot. Brooks previewed of how Wyatt re-enters the Bold and Beautiful fray. He was summoned by his father for a reason that we'll find out on Wednesday, and he brings someone with him, which I think we all know who that person is going to be. Denise, who will first be seen on Thursday's episode. I'm excited to work with her as well, enthused the actor, who not only worked with Richards during her original stint on the show, but appeared opposite her on the comedy series Blue Mountain State, where he starred as Alec Moran, and she played Deborah Simpson. Brooks noted that Wyatt is back for a specific reason, for his dad and for Logan, and we'll find out what his big ask is. We'll see how it all unfolds, who it messes with, and who it doesn't, who gets upset about it, and who doesn't, and what relationships it gets to mess up. Wyatt popped a question to Shauna's daughter, Flo Fulton, back in March of 2021, but the couple never tied the knot on screen and appeared to be enjoying a very long engagement. Now that he's back on the canvas, Brooks promised that the fans will find out exactly what happened between the pair. Not right away, he teased, but you will. The actor is curious to see what future storylines the writers have in mind for his alter ego beyond the one that brings him back to Los Angeles. I'm excited to see where they want Wyatt to go and what's going to happen to him. What's going on in his current love life? What is going to happen in his current love life? And if he wants love life or not? I don't know. We'll see where he is in his mindset. Brooks, who first joined the show in 2013 and last appeared on as Wyatt in January of 2024, said he was thrilled to reunite with his castmates at The Bold and Beautiful, especially TV dad Don Diamond and TV brother Scott Clifton. Oh, it's just jumping back into the Three Stooges, he winked. We're a pain in the ass to work with because we just joke the whole time and crack up the set. And the directors are like, okay, just let them have a couple of seconds and get it out. The daytime vet was also appreciative of the positive response to his return from the soap's fans. I thank everybody for being so supportive and loving the character and saying such supportive things, he said. I love the fans and none of us actors would be anywhere without our fans in any show. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you all. And our next story, casting news. Days of Our Lives, comings and goings. Javi's boyfriend, Gus, cast with Michael Ocampo. By Mara Levinsky. The Days of Our Lives is adding a new player to its roster. Gus, Javi Hernandez's boyfriend, who will be played by soap opera newcomer Michael Ocampo. Javi has been talking about a new man in his life for some time, but Gus will not make his Salem debut on screen until Ocampo's first episode aired on Thursday, May the 28th. In the episode, Javi is on the way to meet up with Gus when he runs into his ex, Leo. Leo had been torn between Javi and Dimitri when Javi left town earlier this year to care for his ailing father back in Texas. Leo was prepared to resume his romance with Javi when he returned. However, Javi broke the news that he had met someone else while he was away, Gus. The Miami-born Ocampo, who is of Nicaraguan descent, made his television debut in 2018 on Shooter, the USA Network thriller starring Ryan Phillippe. Other TV appearances include a 2019 episode of NCIS New Orleans for CBS and a 2022 episode of NBC's Law & Order Special Victims Unit. He played Paula Rocha, a professional soccer and serial rapist, and a 2024 installment of ABC's Grey's Anatomy, in which he played Declan Garner, the father of a young daughter who was in the NICU. The role of Gus is reoccurring. The news of Ocampo's hiring comes on the heels of days revealing that Jacob Martinez has been cast to assume the role of Javi from Al Calderon, who made his Salem debut in October of 2024 and confirmed in August of 25 that he was leaving the show to join the cast of NBC's Brilliant Minds. He was off camera from January to April 26, but will have his final air date later this month. And here's the latest. Beyond the Gate stars react to Ben Gavin's exit as Derek by Chris Eads. A dramatic turn on Beyond the Gates led to Derek Baldwin being killed off the CBS soap, marking the end of Ben Gavin's run. Following the airing of his final episode, cast members shared emotional tributes to their departing co-star, celebrating both his performance and his impact behind the scenes. Fellow original cast member Jen Jacob was among the first to honor Gavin, sharing a tribute on Instagram alongside a carousel of behind-the-scenes photos from their time together on Beyond the Gates. The first time I met Ben Gavin, the entire cast was heading up to our first cast meeting on the third floor, Jacob recalled. We were waiting for the elevator to take us up, and I forgot something in my dressing room. I ran to get it, and when I got back to the elevator, Ben waited for me so I could enter the conference room on my own. That's who Ben is through and through. In true Derek fashion, he won't even leave someone behind. I knew from that elevator ride we were meant to be buds. The actress also reflected on working opposite Gavin on screen, noting that the dynamic between Ashley and Derek never diminished the ease of their collaboration. Working with Ben is so easy, Jacob shared. He makes you feel comfortable. He pushes boundaries and isn't afraid to make mistakes. He is in pursuit of what's most truthful and always puts in his all. Beyond the Gates was so lucky to have Ben as their Derek, and my Ashley's heart will never be the same, Jacob concluded. Cannot wait for what's next, friend. Onward always. Carla Moseley also honored Gavin, referring to him as Forever Fam. While reposting an Instagram video featuring clips from his final day on set, Ben, we miss you and Derek on set at Beyond the Gates. But thankfully, Ben is still very much alive and kicking it. So excited for all the great things already coming your way. Happy trails and keep shining. The video showed executive producer Julie Hannon Carruthers embracing the actor after he wrapped his final scene. A rough way to go out, she said jokingly, as Gavin sat on the gurney in the hospital set, still covered in stage blood. But you've been amazing and full of grace, and you have given it literally your all. I can't tell you what a pleasure it's been to have someone in this family with just your heart and your generosity with everybody. We love you so much, and unfortunately, this is the way soaps go. But you're always part of this family, and you're an inaugural member of our family. At that point, people off camera shouted, "Oh, gee!" and applauded. Gavin then shared hugs with the cast and crew while holding signs reserving his parking space, which had been signed by everyone with special messages as he wrapped up his time at the soap. Gavin himself posted a video where he addressed the cast and crew following his final scene. "This will be a badge of honor that I will wear for my entire life," he declared, his voice thick with emotion. "This is a historical event, and I am over the moon grateful to be part of it. 100 years from now, whenever it is they dig up that time capsule, my daughter Nellie will hear about it and think of me. And I love all you guys. This has been a dream come true. We're here. We moved to Atlanta for a reason. This show was in my life for a reason. All of you people were in my life for a reason." He then chuckled and lightened the mood by adding, "And I ain't really dead." In the comments of Gavin's post, Mike Manning wrote, "Love you, Ben. Your daughter has a lot to be proud of in you. Sean Freeman added, Big Ben, Big Ben, original gang forever. Lauren Bugliali shared, We love you, so proud of you. And Ernestine Johnson Morrison enthused, Love you, Ben. Long live Derek. In our next article today, the Tune-In Alert. The episode guide for General Hospital, The Young and Restless, Beyond the Gates, Days of Our Lives, and The Bold and Beautiful, for the week of June the 1st, by Mara Levinsky. From Beyond the Gates, on Monday, June the 1st, Nicole decides to come clean with Ted about her fantasies. Shanice struggles with her grief. Andre confides his fears in Chelsea. Isaiah needs a straight answer from Joey. And Naomi is unnerved by Jacob's determination to avenge Derek's death. On Tuesday, June the 2nd, the Hawthorns celebrate one of their own. Isaiah issues an ultimatum. Darlene does her best to coexist with Ava and Leslie. Danny bestows some motherly wisdom on her daughter. And Haley's actions keep Bill out of the family loop. Nicole seeks advice from Anita, while Martin doles some out to his dad. Ted does his best to comfort an overwhelmed Ava. Naomi and Smitty have a long overdue chat. Monica gives Vernon an answer regarding his job offer. And Kat and Chelsea show Samantha just how much she means to them. And Tyrell and Jessica make a bold move on Wednesday, June the 3rd. Haley and Randy discuss how their con against Bill began. Andre consoles Danny while she makes a tough stroll down memory lane. Bill ruminates on both his past and present romantic relationships, and Chelsea and Naomi compare notes on their parents' rocky marriage on Thursday, June the 4th. On Friday, June the 5th, Vernon secures the support of his trusted friend Victor Newman for the upcoming fundraiser while Martin prepares for the arrival of the young and restless Abby. Diane, Jack, and Kyle, Joey, and Randy ready themselves for a face-to-face meeting with the Impaler, and Grayson seeks Ashley's forgiveness. From The Bold and Beautiful, Will's dangerous behavior has major consequences, and a devastated Electra learns what really went down at the bikini party on Monday, June the 1st. On Tuesday, June the 2nd, Deke is elated that his dreams are coming true, and Bill seizes an opportunity to bring Will into the family fold. Ridge makes an effort to grow closer with Hope on Wednesday the 3rd, while Electra caught in the middle of a Spencer versus Forrester feud. Ridge and Steffi don't see eye to eye when it comes to Forrester on Thursday, June the 4th, while Dylan and Electra's friendship is on the rebound, and Will and Katie share a tender mother-son moment. And on Friday, June the 5th, battle lines are drawn between Brooke and Katie. Wyatt contemplates joining Logan, and Steffi grows suspicious about Hope's leave of absence. From The Days of Our Lives, Lexi persuades Abe, Paulina supports Chanel, Gabby makes Philip an offer, and Kat asks EJ for a favor on Monday, June the 1st. On Tuesday the 2nd, Marlena gives Xander an ultimatum. Joy opens up to Kate. Alex and Justin discuss the joys of fatherhood. Sarah struggles with a patient, and a difficult consultation leaves Chanel uneasy. Xander is there for a devastated Sarah on Wednesday, June the 3rd, while JJ and Javi bond. Rolf gives EJ some disturbing news. Abe, Lexi, and Theo enjoy time as a family. And Gwen has a story of a lifetime for Leo, but there's a catch. Raffi and Ari question Gabby. Sarah is torn between two lovers. Julie and Foster have a first date. Roman and Kate reconnect. And Marlena, Belle, and Brady celebrate the emotional anniversary of John's passing on Thursday, June the 4th. On Friday the 5th, EJ asks Theo to step in as Johnny's second in command. Kat insists to Raffi that she can handle EJ. Abe leans on Marlena for support, and Johnny urges Chanel to reconsider her choice. From General Hospital, on Monday the 1st, Nina visits Brennan at Turning Woods. Laura and Sonny turn to Lucas, Rick advises Tracy. Dante confides in Liz, and Carly defends Lulu. Michael manipulates Willow on Tuesday, June the 2nd, while Elizabeth makes a confession. Cullum delivers grim news, Nina makes her allegiance clear, and Sidwell is blindsided. On Wednesday the 3rd, Lucas fears he said too much. Sonny lends a helping hand. Carly demands answers. Chase receives an offer, and Tracy doesn't like what she sees. Nathan gets a tempting offer on Thursday, June the 4th, while Ethan receives a warning. Nina tries to talk sense into Willow. Chase faces off with Tracy, and Jocelyn tries a new strategy. Ava challenges Ethan. Brooklyn enlists an ally. Alexis delivers happy news, and Obrecht issues a warning, and Laura gets a win on Friday, June the 5th. From The Young and Restless, on Monday the 1st, Victor bargains with Nikki. Jack worries about Diane's absence from Genoa City, and Nick leads the charge to jog Matt Clark's memory. Adam and Sally discuss her pregnancy on Tuesday, June the 2nd, while Victor forces Nick to face his issues, and Sharon questioned Matt Clark's change of heart. Victor and Nick share a difference of opinion about Matt Clark's fate. Lily gives Devin some tough love. Sienna shares concerns about Noah's new venture, and Nate helps Stephanie with a tough decision on Wednesday, June the 3rd. On Thursday, June the 4th, Victor declares victory. Phyllis asks Michael to help clear her name, and Victoria worries about Nikki's medical issues. Victor makes good on a promise to Lily. Holden and Audra forced to face their past, and Sharon gives Phyllis the benefit of the doubt on Friday, June the 5th. In our next article today, the Young and Restless exclusive, Victor and Nikki Rocked by Frightening Health Crisis, the head writer reveals, by Mara Levinsky. It hasn't exactly been a honeymoon period for Victor and Nikki Newman, the signature duo of The Young and Restless. Can the warring couple be brought back from the brink? Head writer Josh Griffin spoke exclusively to Soap Opera Digest about what's in store for the super couple. Trouble in Paradise. The fractures in the Newman marriage have been present in one form or another since Nikki turned to Jack when she was battling to regain her sobriety back in 2024. I knew that that would be so powerful that it would reignite what was kind of been calmed down, the battle between Victor and Jack, Griffin notes. They sort of reached a plateau, so this was literally throwing a grenade into that, which I knew would spin out for a good long time. And I knew that the ramifications of the Victor and Nikki relationship would explode as well, and give me story for a good long time. Griffin is aware that fans found the especially harsh way Victor spoke to Nikki in the recent past rather jarring, but views that as a calculated risk. I knew we were playing with fire, he admits. I just think that the more they react in that way, the more they're going to want this to all be rectified. As Griffin sees it, whenever you can throw some sort of a conflict or extreme emotional strain on a legacy couple, it just increases the audience's desire to see them work it out, and it makes for good drama. And as bad as things have gotten, Griffin believes there is always a way back for the show's signature duo. Their love is stronger than any anger, any conflict, any separation. Ultimately, he declares, it's going to be a difficult road, but all the more satisfying once we achieve it. Just how difficult a road the pair has ahead of them will become clear very soon, as a new challenge is poised to take center stage in Victor and Nikki's romantic drama in the form of a major health crisis for Nikki. It's going to be a very frightening period for Nikki, and we're going to be dying for that to be the catalyst for Victor's turn back towards her. The hope, he continues, is that when it crosses a line to something where there is jeopardy to the person you love, do you let go of all of the other anger and embrace them to help them through? We can only pray that he does. Victor and Nikki will also be involved in the ongoing tale of Nick's drug addiction, which just this week saw Nick barely surviving an overdose. Says Griffin, in the midst of all that going on with Victor and Nikki and the family and trying to get the company back and everything else, this will be one sliver of unity for them to pull together in the face of the fact that they almost lost and could lose in the future their son. Company man, speaking of Victor's battle for control of Newman Enterprises, does give notes that the Titan will keep his foot on the gas in his efforts to regain control of the company. He's feeling the pressure, the writer explains. I don't want to say he's desperate, because Victor Newman is never desperate. But he's lost his empire, and he will do anything to get it back. This only adds fuel to the fire of the tension inside the family. Being met with resistance by his own relatives infuriates him, says Griffin, because to him, family and legacy are integrally tied. Newman Enterprises is the core of this family, and so that they wouldn't follow him to any extreme is deeply frustrating to him. Wrestling control of Newman Enterprises back requires going up against Phyllis. Victor's plan is to do whatever he has to do and push to whatever extremes necessary to force Phyllis's hand. Griffin continues, and he won't be swayed even though the woman just played an essential role in saving Nick from an overdose. On a personal level, he's very appreciative and moved that she, without thinking, saved his son's life, Griffin allows. Now, can he try to use that as leverage? Yes. While he's willing to play dirty, the scribe shares that Victor has a grudging respect for Phyllis. Underneath it all, there is a level of admiration from Victor that this is someone who has actually, even if it's just the time being, gotten the upper hand with him. It's not going to stop him from bulldozing over her if he has to in order to get what he wants. But underneath, there's a level of, well played, Phyllis. You did something that I thought only I could do. As for who will come out on top, Griffin teases, we can never underestimate either Phyllis or Victor, and especially not Victor. Thank you for joining me today for Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peek for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.